As Ellis County continues to deal with a shortage in daycare options, Holy Family Elementary is set to do their part. Principal Rachel Wintling stops by to discuss the expansion of their Precious Creations program on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We have been had a task force working since August on a project to expand our early childcare program. And we are very pleased to share that we are going to be able to offer all-day preschool options for both three-year-old and four-year-old children next school year. Our new preschool program, our early childhood program, will now be called Precious Creations. And we are now expanding from the four-day, four-year-old option that's only half days to 5 days of preschool with both a half day and a full day option. And we're adding a three-year-old preschool that will offer a half day and full day option. And we know that there's been a crisis in our community for childcare. We know that need exists out there. So we're really happy and excited to be a part of a solution for some of our families. And for some of our families that have had a hard time finding childcare, they might come to Holy Family. We might get new families, but then that will open up other spots available in our community.
Love that. Yes. And that's something we talk about quite a bit here on the show, is that childcare crisis. Cause it was, and I know it's getting a little bit better every day and there's lots of new options that are coming available, but real crisis.
It's been a crisis. It's been a real challenge for people with young children. We are limited in our facility space to be able to offer much more than what we can, but we are very proud to be a part of a solution. We've heard from our school families the difficulties they've had with our preschool model, the past preschool model. It's the one that we currently have for this year. We'll be changing in finding daycare to be able for our students to attend a half-day program and find a half-day daycare. So we are really pleased to be able to offer that solution for our families and any prospective families out there.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, do you have an idea at this time, like how many you'll be able to take in?
Yes. So we will be able to maintain at our four-year-old, we can take a total of 44 students, and our three-year-old preschool will take a total of 12. For the all-day option at this time, we are planning on leaving that available for 18 full-time spots.
Wow.
So with our facilities and our supervision availability, we'll be able to take of all the students a total of 18 full day.
Yeah, that's a real help. I think the last number I heard, and I might have this wrong, but I think it was about 120 was the absolute major need we needed 6-9 months ago or so.
Yes.
You take out 20 here and 20 there. I mean, it whittles down to zero pretty quick.
We can all just contribute a little bit. I wish we could do more, but our facilities just do, we don't have enough space and personnel. So we're going to do what we can. I think it's been pretty well known that our sixth graders that have been housed at Holy Family will, that grade will be transitioning over to TMP. So they will have a sixth, seventh, eighth grade, and then they'll have their ninth through the 12th grade. And what that did is that opened up two classrooms. And so we are now able to take care of, we're always, space is always an issue for Holy Family.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take one of those classrooms and dedicate it to an additional preschool and all day extended care option. And then the other room has my faculty and staff will be making those decisions on Monday during our in-service time. We'll be deciding. I have a couple different options and we'll be making a decision on how we're going to best utilize that other space.
I'm sure that is just a behind the scenes violent fight. Everybody's got their ideas and they're all good ideas.
They're all good ideas. It's just a matter of choosing the one that's best for students.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to have, I don't know if it's going to be a knockdown drag out or it's going to be a really lively discussion, but I'm looking forward to it.
Very good. Do you need to do any sort of like remodeling work or is that room pretty much ready to go for those little kiddos?
We are really in pretty good shape. That was what made this decision really easy. Our classrooms that are on the bottom floor for our youngest students are all up to code with for fire code and safety needs. There's a couple things that we'll need to do, but nothing major. There is, we are looking at some options of plumbing to maybe improve some, have some water available in those rooms. But other than that, those classrooms are pretty well ready to go. We'll have to purchase, of course, some new furniture and some new cots for naps and things of that nature. We're looking at some grant opportunities to hopefully fund some of that.
Oh, excellent. See, you know, and I've got a little guy in preschool, and I was kind of surprised when I saw, the cot set up, because I remember when I was a little kid, we just slept on the concrete floor. Maybe we had a little mat or something.
Yes.
It's a little different world now, I suppose.
It is a different world, yes. And, you know, you get those kids laying on those hard floors for a couple of hours. You know, the cot just might be a little bit more comfortable.
This probably explains my back problems as an adult. Thanks,
maybe we should do a research project on that.
You know, I'm also curious on the instruction side, are you going to need to bring people in, or can you just kind of shift people around to make that work?
We're going to be looking to hire a new preschool teacher. So that is something that's very exciting. And we'll be adding as well a teacher's aide. Both of those, it's all dependent on our enrollment. But at this time, if we are full, we're looking at both of those being full-time options.
Very cool. Well, we've discussed it now, so it's probably, I'm sure you got people calling and trying to sign up right now.
We got the word out to our Holy Family people last week on Friday, and there is definitely a buzz and an interest. So, we're very excited to, now get this out publicly and see, if there are people out there who, have not been previously affiliated with Holy Family that maybe this is something they want to consider. We are going to have an open house on January the 19th. It's a Thursday evening at 5:30 p.m. This is not just for preschool. This is for all grade levels. So preschool through fifth grade, interested people, interested prospective families. If you haven't been previously affiliated with Holy Family and you just want to come and see what we're all about, please come to that open house. It's no commitment. It's very low key. You'll get about a 20 to 30 minute presentation from me, just kind of outlining. I called it kind of like a 10,000 foot view of Holy Family, just explaining a few things. There's a lot of questions if you're not affiliated with our school and understand how things work. So try to answer those questions. Then there will be an opportunity to just roam around the school. I'll have faculty and staff there to welcome them, answer questions, let them go into classrooms, see what our classroom setups look like. We'll have a display of what our uniforms look like. We'll have some student projects out. And most importantly, we're going to have our excellent Holy Family chocolate chip cookies available for those who come. And children are invited. So bring your in your grade school age children to come and see our school. And we would love to talk to you if Holy Family is something they're interested in.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, I'm just curious. Are you going to put the preschoolers in the uniforms too? That would be so cute. See them in the little skirts and the little short pants.
They are in, they have their own little dress code.
Okay.
That they have their own preschool t-shirts, and they come a little bit more casual than our older kids. But our kindergartners and our kinder prep kids are pretty darn cute in those uniforms.
You know, and I do wonder if we want to talk a little bit about, you know, obviously you're a affiliated with the Catholic Church. How much does that come into play for somebody that's listening and thinking, oh, maybe this is a good option, but I don't have that religious affiliation?
Right. We are open to people of all faith backgrounds. You don't have to be Catholic to come to Holy Family. We, of course, are affiliated with our Heartland Parish Catholic churches. If you are a steward for our, you're in kinder prep through fifth grade, you can attend, if you're registered with a Catholic church in Hayes and Ellis County, you can attend Holy Family under the guise of stewardship. If you are not registered with one of the parishes, that's not a problem at all. We offer tuition. And we do have the opportunity for people to apply for tuition assistance. We have a program that you fill out your information and then it will process all of it and let us know kind of where that tuition number should land. We also have very generous donors that offer fee assistance for people who would like to go to our schools, but maybe financially it could be a bit of a burden. So we never want money, finances to stand in the way of attending our school if that's something that you really want. But we are open to people of all faith backgrounds.
Very good. Yeah, and I know on that financial piece, and we talk about this a lot on the Catholic Schools Report, you guys are so good about fundraising, but you're not like the district, you're not like 49. You have to make it all work budget. You can't just continue to,
yes.
You can't lose money year over year or the school would go out
right.
of business in
we
essence.
Do have to be very fiscally responsible. That is, we under the guise of stewardship, under that umbrella, we have wonderful parents who volunteer. Last night, then I know that you just had our chili supper chairs on a couple weeks ago, and we just had our chili supper meeting last night. And you know, our fundraisers, the money that we raise would not be possible without our parent volunteers, and that is their stewardship back to the school. You know, they are stewards in their parishes, they're stewards in the schools. And, if it weren't for all of us working together, it just wouldn't be possible, but that's why our fundraisers are so successful. And, I just had responded back to our group and I said, we set the bar, for other schools. When you look at how well our chili supper and bazaar, when I tell people what we raise on that, their jaws drop because you just don't do that. You know, you don't raise $65,000 and $70,000 on a one-day chili supper event. That's not normal. But it's because of our wonderfully dedicated parents, volunteers, and benefactors.
Absolutely. And I would say as well, you know, really the influence on the community and how tight-knit, and I say this all the time, both the Catholic schools, Holy Family and TMP, how much that they interact with the community and are more welcoming. You know, it'd be real easy, I think, for you guys to kind of wall off and do your own thing and be just a separate entity, but you don't. You're out there and you interact with the community and the entire community, not just the Catholic family here in Hays or Ellis County.
Yeah. You know, I think that's kind of sometimes a misconception of our Catholic schools in Hays. Last year we did our accreditation and we had to do a review of our school population and we did a comparison to our local population. And our school population very much mimics what our city population as far as our socioeconomics diversity. And that's all because of stewardship. Because of stewardship, we are able to accommodate students of all financial backgrounds, students of all ethnic backgrounds, and all faith backgrounds. We're able to accommodate them. And our school population looks very similar to all the other school populations in Hays.
Interesting, but not surprising.
Yeah. So that's because of our stewardship model. And that's something I think everybody still assumes that we're just strictly a tuition model, and we are not. Now, I will say that our preschool, our Precious Creations, continues to be a fee-based model. It does not fall under stewardship. But once you get through those preschool years and you get into kindergarten through fifth grade and then go on to sixth through the 12th grade at TMP, that all falls under stewardship.
Very cool. And I think the fee-based part for the preschoolers, I think that's similar with almost any organization that you would be affiliated with. I know where my kiddo goes, that we have a fee, even though it's attached to my wife's work, you still have to pay for it. And I think that's everybody kind of has to go that route.
Supervision of young children is so important, and it's not something that comes without a fairly hefty price tag. We need to make sure kids are well supervised and they're safe and they're taken care of. And that is not something that you can do inexpensively.
Right. And it shouldn't be, because those folks, God bless them. All of those folks that have to deal with those little kiddos, I think I'd maybe make it 4 or 5 hours and I'd probably throw in the towel and have to quit because it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I admire my early childhood people so much. One thing that I think is kind of a surprise if when you get into the education world, and you know, every industry has its own little niche, right? And you have your own little areas that you have a depth of knowledge. And one thing that I think is kind of a surprise is that the absolute importance of early childhood in a child's academic success down the road. The amount of information that they're taking in at the language level, we talk about their brains being little sponges. What they're doing at ages 2, 3, 4, and 5 what the amount of information and they're taking in and they're expanding during that time is greater than any other time in their life. So we want to make sure that we're providing a high quality experience for them to capitalize and fulfill the greatest potential that we possibly can. And I'm very pleased to say that our Holy Family Preschool, previously this, our four-year-old program has been superior in that. We do a fantastic job of getting our kids ready for kindergarten to be successful. And we're really excited to be able to offer that at the ages of three and expanding it for our students to be able to go all day and continue to be immersed in that.
Yeah. You know, I am curious about that as well. If a parent or a kiddo gets enrolled in the preschool program, does that kind of line them up to go into the kindergarten, or is it kind of separated enough that if they want to do that and then put them in, say, 49 in kindergarten, would they be okay in that regard as well?
Absolutely. So our admission process, our priority one, so we're just getting started on our pre-enrollment and admissions for the next school year. Our priority one always goes to our current families and students. So if you are enrolled in our school already, our priority is going to go to you for placement for the next year. You get the first shot at that. However, if you come to Holy Family Preschool and then decide that you know, you want to go on to another school, that is not a problem at all. They'll have a really strong foundation heading into any school after their preschool experience at Holy Family.
Okay. Well, we're quickly running out of time here. Any last thoughts or anything else that folks need to know out there before we go on?
You know, the main thing is if you go to our website, there is in the upper right-hand corner, you're going to see Precious Creations, and you click on that, and that will take you to all of the information. There is a prospective family form. You can fill that out, and that gets sent to our office manager, Tony, and she will get your information down. We will not be doing placements probably until after the 1st of February. So as I was saying, we are in our current pre-enrollment with our current families right now. They will start turning their information into us. And then it's usually after Catholic Schools Week, which is, you know, the end of January, 1st of February, that I'm able to start working through that admission process. And we'll notify families of their placement by mid-February.
Okay. But in the meantime, check out the open house that, again, is coming up January 19th.
January 19th, Thursday, January 19th, 5:30 p.m., Holy Family Little Theater. Cookies. Cookies will be available, as well as faculty, staff, and we will also be offering some childcare.